Opposition parties are upset with the Sweden Democrats after Wednesday's parliamentary vote on a new citizenship bill and whether there should be transitional rules for people with applications already in the system. The reason for the anger is the Sweden Democrats not following a so-called gentleman's agreement for voting in parliament, in which one side's absent MPs are matched by an equal number from the other side of the political scale, also refraining from voting. Two SD MPs that were supposed to be absent actually voted, meaning the government and SD won the vote. This has angered the opposition parties, who now say the gentleman's agreement is out of play next week at the least, and are calling for a re-vote. Police officers from Örebro took part yesterday in a major operation in the UK. More than 500 police officers were involved in total when authorities raided the Ahmadi Religion of Peace and Light sect. 10 people were arrested, and the suspicions involved sexual offences and human trafficking. The group previously lived in central Sweden, but were evicted by the Swedish Migration Agency and instead moved to England. Marie Forsten at the police told P4 Örebro it may be relevant to reopen investigations from the sect's time in Sweden. Sweden's longest reigning monarch, King Carl XVI Gustav, is celebrating his 80th birthday today with a series of events in Stockholm, including a military honor guard, a fly past over the palace, and a royal salute and a choral tribute before a lunch at City Hall. A banquet's being held this evening with a number of European royals and dignitaries invited, as well as Thailand's royal couple. And Sara Larsson and the Viagra Boys dominated Sweden's annual music awards gala, the Grammys, on Wednesday evening, winning some of the big awards categories. Sara Larsson was named Artist of the Year and Best Pop Act, while Viagra Boys won Best Rock Band and the year's Best Album. Those were Thursday's headlines. I'm Sujay Dutt. Enjoy your Walpurgis night. We'll be back with another Radio Sweden Daily on Monday after the long weekend.